and celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. And be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and join us for Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and 11th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat mom to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Man, I'm looking at CNN and a number of places leading with India, Pakistan as India flew fighter jets into Pakistan and had some pretty major hits, further in than they've ever done before.
Pakistan claims they downed a couple of Indian jets. Everybody's working to verify all the claims on each side.
A couple of nuclear powers, and this is either a minor dust-up that will go into the long list of dust-ups over the last 70 years, or become a giant, giant war. It's hard to say. Anywho, I just looked up. Free, I can't believe this is even happening.
Boy, how many times have I said that in recent days as I look at the modern world?
I can't believe Joe Biden sitting in a chair doing an interview. So he did an interview with the BBC. I haven't heard any of it. But he looks a million years old. He looks older than he looked when he left the scene a year ago. And now he's going to be, him and Jill are going to be on The View today. And they're criticizing Trump on policy. What do they think they're doing? Who? She must be in charge. She is, she's like Belichick's girlfriend. I mean, she has just taken over from an old man and is making bad decisions.
Reminds me of when a 64-year-old Madonna did a tour in which she was gyrating and showing her crotch and the rest of it. She just couldn't give up the sex pot thing. Well, Joe and Jill cannot give up the "we're important, relevant movers and shakers" thing. They're congenitally unable to.
I bet you're right. That's the problem with becoming a U.S. senator at age 29 when I was a tiny kid. And
but who else am I? Who am I if not that? Nothing. How says Biden to himself?
But how
while
do they
licking an ice cream cone as it drips stickily down his withered hand?
They obviously have no handlers telling them because it's only going to do them harm. But how do they not have the self-awareness? Not only does the half of the country, well, the 85% of the country that didn't think you should be president not want to hear from you, nobody in your own party wants to hear from you. There's nobody on your side of politics that has any interest in anything you have to say. How do you not know that?
It's like Dylan Mulvaney showing up to the Bud Light convention. Everybody's like, oh, no, why is he here?
Yeah, that is something. Anywho.
They just released an early clip, if you want to hear it.
Go ahead, Michael. Yeah.
And an old sail wagon, hornswoggle, and crocker crocker.
Good one, Michael.
He's going to revel away.
Christmas cutter.
Christmas cutter.
You tricked us, like Sean used to do every single time back in the day. God, and how long ago was that?
Yeah, I know. And he's declined significantly. Well, just month after month. It's pathetic.
So yesterday, the new prime minister of Canada goes to sit in the, what I like to call the Zelensky chair there in the Oval Office. Where you sometimes get yelled at and belittled, depending on how things are going.
Just a question of how tense and humiliating it's going to be.
So we didn't get into this yesterday. It's probably worth setting it up this way. Did you see Trump's post that he put out during the day right before he got there? Right before the Canadian Prime Minister got there, Trump puts out a post basically saying, Canada needs to be the 51st state, and just lays out the whole thing again, like right before the guy walks in.
Yeah, yeah, that's something.
I mean,
world leaders like Carney have had to get down the how to parry or deal with Trump maneuvers that had gone kind of, you know, they laid fallow for 4 years, but now they're back to it, realizing, all right, he blurts stuff out via social media. It might turn out to be official U.S. policy in a while. It might turn out to be forgotten in 10 minutes. Don't react to it.
Or is he just testing to see, like, are you the kind of personality that can say no to me, or are you going to, like, roll over if I just keep asserting this?
You know, I was going to be, well, you were halfway through your sentence. I was going to say, no, it's just Trump. He blurts things. He's a blurter. And I still believe that. But your theory right there, not a bad one.
Yeah, well, let's hear a little how it went down.
I think that there are tremendous benefits to the Canadian citizens, tremendously lower taxes, free military, which honestly we give you essentially anyway because we're protecting Canada if you ever had a problem. But I think, it would really be a wonderful marriage because it's two places that get along very well. They like each other a lot.
Well, if I may... As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace, that you visited as well.
That's true.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
So right off the bat, Trump pushes the guy. I think it was just a personal... Does he have the guts to stand up against this? He lays out, it'd be a benefit to your taxes would be lower, military protection, everything like that. It'd be pretty great.
And he belittles the guy a little bit, too. Let's face it, we've been protecting you. If there's ever a problem, we would. You know it. So, yeah.
Rolling.
And Carney's like, yeah, well, I appreciate that. But, yeah, let's just stay friends. I don't want to move in. The uncomfortable yet gentlemanly encounter went on.
The opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together. And we have done that in the past. And part of that, as the president just said, is with respect to our own security. And my government is committed for a step change in our investment in Canadian security and our partnership. And I'll say this as well, that the president has revitalized international security, revitalize NATO, and us playing our full weight in NATO, and that will be part of it.
Okay, so he throws a little bone to Trump to, say something nice to him?
That's definitely part of the playbook. Yeah, 100%.
But it rolls on, our 51st state.
When you consider what Mr. Carney just said, that Canada is not for sale, does this make the discussion a little more difficult to start on?
No, not at all. No, not at all. No, time. Time will tell. It's only time. But I say never. I've had many, many things that were not doable, and they ended up being doable, and only doable in a very friendly way. But if it's to everybody's benefit, you know, Canada loves us, and we love Canada. That's, I think, the number one thing that's important. But we'll see. I mean, over time, we'll see what happens.
So, in any successful career, I think you become good at what we've become pretty good at during various meetings through the years, which is smiling pleasantly, looking attentive, nodding, and saying completely non-committal things, much like an oral surgery, just waiting until it's over and then going about your life the way you were going about it before the meeting. And that was what Carney was doing.
Well, you know, my favorite part where Trump talks about, you look at a map, I mean, they just look so good together. It's just like one entity. I mean, I understand beautiful things, and you have that line, you just eliminate that, and it looks so good together. I mean, I just thought that was hilarious.
Well, in Trump's defense,
it does look good. It looked good as one big country.
Well, not only does it look good, it looks kind of appropriate-ish. Appropriate-ish? Yes, that's what I meant to say. In just geographically speaking, culturally speaking, and the fact that there's a line between Canada and the United States is just like this accident of that weird colonial period in the 1700s when it was the Brits versus the French versus the Spanish versus the Brits again, there's some Indians and then the Brits and then us, and we said, go to hell, Brits. And Canada's like, yeah, I see your point, but no, we're good with the Brits. And it's just, there's no great reason to have the line. On the other hand, it's been there for a hell of a long time, and it's not going anywhere.
Polling, this is a 90-10 issue. I saw the polling yesterday. 90% of Americans don't think Canada should be a 51st state.
So about half.
So it's, yeah, it's not exactly something people are hot for.
I know, it's just so silly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, the reporting is that after that sit-down, the Canadian Prime Minister said to Trump privately, I want you to stop referring to Canada as the 51st state, which I'm sure Trump finds hilarious.
Yeah, maybe, but being a dick for no good reason is not a good strategy. And if indeed he's driving towards something, okay, great. But if it's just alienating one of our closest allies and we get nothing out of it, not good. Just showing you're a tough guy to be a tough guy, not good in diplomacy. Doesn't work. Doesn't work long term.
I personally don't want to add a more left California to the map for our national government. I don't see how that benefits me and my politics in any way.
Right. There would be a period of transition, by which I mean like 3/4 of a century, in which we'd have to sort that out before a conservative was ever elected again. Yeah, and I'd rather not. Well, I wouldn't see all of it for sure if actuarial tables are accurate, but I'd hate to see it at all. So, yeah, enough of that. Let's put it to bed under a nice, thick blanket, because Canada's very cold, and move on to things that matter. So I was brainstorming on this just before we did this commercial, Jack, as Michael told us, hey, we need to talk about SimpliSafe this segment, which is a delight. I was thinking about what of my stuff I most want to protect. And other than, like, family photo albums.
Genitals.
It's my you're an idiot. Thieves are going to come in and try to steal my genitals. Well, they haven't done me much good. You can probably leave them. It's my
like
computer.
Moment. What are you protecting? You're going right.
No, I mean from thieves.
Oh, not a fighter.
It's my computers. If they stole those, all my music, you know, all the pictures, everything I've written, just, ay caramba. That's why you've got to protect yourself with SimpliSafe Home Security, the most advanced, super affordable, AI and human being fueled security system that's ever existed on Earth.
I got the sensors, I got the cameras, I got the stuff, I got the sign that lets people know I've got all that stuff in there, and it makes me feel a lot better when I drive away from my home every single day. The SimpliSafe setup, which costs about $1 a day, that's amazing, and no long-term contract, because they don't need to lock you into a contract. They believe you're going to be happy with the product like I am.
So you have this super advanced Active Guard outdoor protection. It's way better than traditional systems, and it starts at about $1 a day. It's amazing. No long-term contracts or cancellation fees. They earn your business every day. Visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. You get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. Get your first month free just because we're buddies. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
J.D. Vance apparently just called out Russia for asking for too much to end the Ukraine invasion. There might be a switch happening here on the putting pressure on Russia. Maybe. I don't know. I would like to see that.
Well, I read a great piece by Barton Swaim, editorialist, about what Trump fails to understand about Putin. And the very, very short version of it is Putin doesn't give a crap about too many people dying. He could not care less.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. The whole humanitarian plea from Trump, which I appreciate, it's nice. It's falling on the deafest of ears.
Well, then how about another guy who doesn't care about how many people die? President Xi is in Moscow as of today and will be for several days. Man, that's a couple of evil, powerful people with lots of nuclear weapons that would not blink at millions dying to get what they want on the world stage.
Oh, no.
It's horrifying. Anyway, a lot more stuff that's not as heavy on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
You hear time after time about close calls where a Byrna saved a life. You always need to be prepared to defend yourself, and we need to start with less lethal to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Listen to this Byrna story. Bob was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside. Luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident and used it to backpedal the man outside and off his property. Bob says he wants more Byrnas because you are ultimately responsible for the safety of yourself and your family. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies worldwide. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Trump's tariffs against China are raising the cost of wedding dresses. It's not good. Now brides are saying yes to the jeggings from Kohl's.
Speaking of clothing options. So I'm at a Nike store the other day with my son, who's there for the fashion end of Nike. I'm looking around, and I happen to be over where the running shoes are, and one caught my eye as just like I thought was a good-looking shoe. So I tried it on, and I'd never tried it on before. It's the most expensive Nike tennis shoe I'd ever tried on before. It's $285. But I tried on the shoes, and they're their Vaporfly 4s. With, if you're a runner, you know Vaporflies came out 8 years ago and changed running shoes around the world. It was the first one of those, like, really giant, thick sole, makes you, like, 2 inches taller, springy shoes. And Nike started that, and, like, records started falling around the world, marathon, stuff like that, and it's a controversy of kind of like you got going in golf, where has the equipment just gotten so good that it's distorting things and one of those
right.
deals. But yeah. I put on these shoes, and it was the weirdest experience. I mean, it's so spongy and springy, it's almost hard to walk in them. They're very, very weird.
Huh. But, and you've tried like Hoka's, right?
Yeah.
Those are some of those maxi shoes, too.
Yeah, well, these new things. And so Puma has come out with the latest shoe that is supposed to be even further down the road. It's 90% efficient in returning the energy when your foot hits the ground into springing you forward. So
wow.
Nike had revolutionized the running world with like 65 to 70%. This new Puma shoe that's also about $300, 90% of your energy springs you forward. And I don't know what we're trying to accomplish here. I mean, I'm not trying to break a record when I run. I'm trying to get exercise to, lose weight or not die. So it almost seems like I'd be better off with heavier shoes and maybe weights or something. I don't know, but.
Yeah. It's funny. I've thought that same thing about bikes. I heard a guy bragging about how his road bike was so incredibly efficient. And I'm like, aren't you riding that for exercise?
Yeah, unless you're trying to win a race, I'm not sure. Right. But anywho, so if you see these really funky looking, super tall, I guess you have to be careful doing anything but running. They're not a good shoe to throw on if you're going to like, you know, you used to wear running shoes for everything. You'd play in the backyard with the kids. But these, because they're so tall, they're just meant for going forward. It's really easy to roll your ankle, like break an ankle or something like that. They're not designed for going side to side.
Right. Yeah, I'm dealing with that right now. I've got to go get some court shoes or old-fashioned gym shoes because all I have is runners. And, you know, I'm doing other things that aren't appropriate. And, they've gotten too big and high.
But I wonder what the goal is.
Faster running.
Well, sell more shoes. That's the ultimate goal. If you're Nike or Puma, you want to have the shoe that makes people come out and spend $300 on a pair of shoes. But
sure,
at some point, if it's doing all the work and I'm just floating along and getting no exercise, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I like the idea of being 2 inches taller. I don't like the idea of spending $300 on a pair of shoes. That's a lot, and that's before the tariffs have kicked in on all this sort of stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah, I have no idea with shoes like that whether that's your standard cost plus 7% profit margin or if it's more like the wine business where you think, let's market this at this price and see what we can do. And you could actually sell it for a lot less, but you're capitalizing on scarcity and popularity.
But in general, I've seen a number of news reports that a lot of like your athletic shoe stores are just, they're ready to get hit hard with the whole tariff because all that stuff's made in China.
Mm-hmm.
What, 150% tariff on like all Nike products? What's that going to do?
Right. And Apple fans, Apple is holding the line on cost mostly so far, but the rumblings are unmistakable that that will not last very long.
Well, it can't. Tim Cook said last week they're going to have to spend $900 billion more over however many years in costs if this keeps up. I mean, and he said they got to pass the cost along. It's the only way to stay in business.
Yeah, I want to get into the current negotiations that have just started, I guess, between China and the U.S. to straighten out our trade relationship in, you know, whatever form it ought to take going forward, and that's its own topic. But Scott Bessent saying, hey, decouple. We're not decoupling, please. We'll have to see how that goes.
I know you were planning to take your kids to the Department of Housing and Urban Development today as a field trip, but now you can't because you didn't get the real ID, just like me. Lots of us didn't get the real ID. The history of how we got here on this ridiculous thing is kind of funny and emblematic of everything that is the government. We mentioned earlier.
You think the government's finances are screwed up? Wait till I tell you about the Vatican later on today.
They got fancy clothes. I just saw them walk out for the whole concave thing. They can afford the clothing. Looking good. Good look, they're popes.
Armstrong and Getty.
Quiet down, Marshall. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving! They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock. For the threats you can't control, turn.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a 3-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of 4 Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up 2 lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Valor Oncology, Reading Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
So I'm watching live some of the Pope stuff as they're all heading into the Sistine Chapel to do their conclaving, and I'm not as into this story as the mainstream media seems to be, and I'm kind of confused by that, as they are all atheists. I don't get why. I think it's got a royal family flair to it with the costumes and the tradition or something. It's not the religion.
I think you're onto something, and Catholicism is bigger in the Northeast than it is in a lot of other parts of the country.
Anyway, just looking at these pictures of them all,
and all the media is in the Northeast, obviously.
All the cardinals walking in and chanting their prayers and whatnot and everything. The Sistine Chapel, if you've never been there, is really amazing. If you ever get the opportunity, it is a stunning, stunning room, and all the art in there. And they've been doing it in there for, what did you tell us the other day, like 800 years or something. So today's Real ID Day. They've been warning us about this for a very, very long time. I do not have a real ID. I did not get my act together in time. And, in theory, I can't fly today or go into a federal government building until I get my real ID.
And we're all safer as a result. Thank you, Real ID. Oh, if I send him into a coughing fit, I apologize.
That's pretty funny. Have you ever had a coughing fit you thought would never stop? I had one the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It just wouldn't stop. And it's like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't. I was like down on a knee. I thought, like, do I
then
need
it
to?
Then it hurts your brain.
Pretty soon your brain starts to hurt. I thought, do I need to go to the ER? Eventually it went away. It actually started in the 95, as I mentioned earlier, is the Oklahoma City bombing that got this whole conversation started. If you don't remember that horrifying day, the dude's wife had made him a fake ID out of a piece of cardboard on an ironing board, and it was good enough to, you know, rent a car, buy this stuff and everything like that. And that's when we finally decided we need to have some sort of like normalization of IDs across states in this country. Nothing happened because nothing happens with the federal government ever. So it was quite a few years ago, years later, you get to 2001, 9/11, that gave it a little more of a boost to come up with IDs, even though that had nothing to do with it. All the hijackers were in the country legally and had the legal version of the ID. So whatever, that didn't, you know, that doesn't make any difference.
So are you against security?
Where did the name Real ID come from? This Sensenbrenner, you might remember his name. He was involved in it back in the day. He said, what do kids call it if you have to, like, bring your actual ID somewhere, not your fake ID to buy booze? And some college kid told him, well, we call those our real ID. And he said, okay, well, that's what we'll call this ID then. So that's where the name Real ID came from. The law. Sorry.
Jim Sensenbrenner, R. Ohio, as I recall.
The law had two goals: have states issue IDs that are harder to counterfeit and require states to do at least a little bit of a background check on these cards. The problem was, and this is actually a problem, in some states, there was almost no process for getting the state driver's license or state ID. Usually it's a driver's license.
Sure.
There was almost no background check whatsoever. And because of the way we do things, if you had an ID in that state, you could go anywhere in the country with that. And so there was almost no requirement to have
one. Most populous state in the union, for instance. Excuse me, California where you could be an illegal immigrant. You snuck into the state. The only ID you have is that which you had faked up in L.A. while you're waiting to get settled. And you go get a state driver's license, and you're on your way to anywhere you want in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
It's a great system.
Right. So the law got complicated when they had to avoid the highly political controversy, which we've talked about for years in talk radio, of creating some sort of national ID card by still having, you know, state by state, because people hate the idea of a national ID. They quote this person, and I only bring this up because it's funny, this woman named Faith Bradley, a professor at George Washington University, who wrote her doctoral dissertation on the implementation of the Real ID. That is a life not well spent.
Oh my God.
I know. Is there something else?
You didn't want to study the reproductive habits of some little frog that lives in the bogs of Utah or anything like
God.
That?
Oh, my God. You dedicated 7 years of your life to writing a paper about the implementation of the Real ID.
How to increase the yield of grain by 1%? Like, virtually anything.
Half the states in the country resisted the Real ID at first, so it took some sort of federal coercing to get them to go along with it, citing cost, privacy, and the burden for people of having to provide extra documentation. This is, you know, preying upon the poor and disenfranchised. Those states just want people that shouldn't have IDs to vote. We know how that whole thing works.
Absolutely, yeah, and they're voting today.
So you had, you know, fiscally conservative states saying, you know, don't put all this financial burden on us. Then you had the states that want everyone that can breathe to vote whether there should be a citizen or not. You combine those two things, and you had a lot of states that were up against it. The result, 20 years on, is a variety of flavors of Real ID. Most states use a star or a star inside a circle, or in the case of California, a star inside a bear, to indicate which of the IDs are compliant with the federal standard.
Boy, you should have heard the sounds that bear made as we were getting the star inside of him. Oh, by the way, you were talking about the compliance earlier. Are you going to go back to that and talk about that? You probably ought to reset that. I'll save my comment until Jack brings us the hilariously low compliance rates.
Yeah, I will get back to that. So I guess I've seen the California one. It's a star inside a bear. I don't have one, as we know, so I no longer can visit federal buildings. Which is,
again,
already my life is feeling a vacancy.
Have you told the kids?
I have to tell you something. We cannot visit any federal buildings today. It's basically an enhanced driver's license, as we all know, and there's a little bit of a background check, blah, 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 blah. Millions of people have yet to even apply for the Real ID in all kinds of different states. I've applied. I just don't have my appointment yet. To the compliance, which is absolutely amazing. The lowest compliance in the entire country is New Jersey, which has 17% compliance. 17%.
Real ID? Oh, forget about it.
That's pretty funny. How am I going to get into the bada bing without a real ID? Maybe they'll let you in. But it's very common across the country. I mean, you pick a state. Let's look at Montana. They appear to be in the 20 to 40% compliance zone. Let's look at Georgia. Georgia doing pretty well. They're between 80 and 100%.
Way to go, Georgia.
Well. But you get down to Arizona, and they're also 20 to 40. California is 40 to 60. Way more of us that didn't get it, even though we had all these warnings, than we did. I don't know what that says about Americans or America or our government or what. I don't know if it says anything. It's got to say something.
Got a note from Mike, the attorney in Chicago, low compliance for Real ID in Illinois is due in part because the Illinois Secretary of State runs the DMV so poorly. People can't get in. They can't get appointments. Many just gave up. I was going to posit that it's mostly terribly run, abusive blue states, but the states you mentioned, no clear pattern to me.
Well, there could be different reasons in different states. You could have the I don't do what the government tells me to do crowd, and then you could have blue states where it's just like I was doing it in California. That whole having to have, you got to verify who you are with like an electric bill or a lease or whatever. And it has to have your middle name on it. I kept getting rejected. Well, I'm sorry. I don't fill out my PG&E bill with my middle name. I've been given my initial or not my whole life. So it's just odd.
Right. Just silly. And you could change that by, you know, calling PG&E and saying, put my middle name on there going forward. And then a month later, you could get your real ID. There you go. There's your security.
And thank God I will not hijack a plane because of that. Yes, Katie, what do you have to contribute?
Well, I flew yesterday, and in line, there were probably
30-ish people ahead of me, and everybody who didn't have a real ID, they gave a little piece of paper that said, time is running out!
Right.
And you scan this little QR code. Every single person in front of me got one of those. There was not one person in line that had a real ID yet.
Yeah, so now here's the part, and this is where the media has failed. I saw this on Fox News Nation. I haven't heard this anywhere else. They were at one of your major northeastern airports. I don't know which one. But they said there is a special line over there. If you do not have a real ID, they will send you over there. You will get extra security, but you will get on the plane. They said, we've asked for details. They're not giving us any. So the TSA has got some sort of special, we will let you on the plane. Is this true at every airport in the country? That it's like a, you know, the homework is due Friday, but we didn't really mean it. If you get it in on Monday, it still counts. I mean, so is that what's going on?
You can still get on the plane, but it's a full body cavity search. It's the old squat and cough. I mean, they're going to go over you. Please, fine-toothed comb. Shave your head to make sure there's nothing
de-louse you.
In your hair that's de-lousing. Sheep dip. And the whole treatment. Cut your fingernails down to the nubs, ladies, to make sure you haven't hidden a bomb under there. So you want to be a scofflaw, huh? If it were up to me, you know what? You'd get that little QR code, and they'd hit you with a nightstick. And then they do the search. We got to get compliance in this country.
Get up on the stool. We got to make sure you're not suitcasing something.
I'm a Boy Scout leader from Omaha. I served in the Army. Squat and cough, chum.
Doesn't this strike you as odd that they've decided you can get on the plane without the real ID, but they're not telling the media, or the media is not reporting it? I mean, what is this?
It is the classic strategy, and I'm slightly surprised you don't recognize it, of the underachiever. The underachiever being the government. You act as though you've read the book. You mumble some incoherent Kamala Harris-esque phrases about, it's a story of a lawyer and his daughter who doesn't like racism, having not read Kill a Mockingbird.
They were calling the wild, so there was a calling of the wild, and that's what happened.
And there was a big wolf dog in snow. Right, exactly. And so you hold up the pretense that you've accomplished what you claimed you would accomplish, but
that's
you
funny.
Haven't really. So yeah.
That's funny. I actually thought that they probably meant it this time. Like, we've delayed it a million times. We actually mean it now. You can't fly unless you get this ID. And I thought, well, that's fine. You've warned me a million times. But at the same time, like I said earlier, what are you going to Newark Airport? You got 5 out of 10 travelers are business travelers. This is how they make their living. And you're going to say you can't fly because you don't have the star with the circle on your ID because you don't have your
middle
name.
At the very airport where they can't talk to the planes half the time. Yeah. You know what it is, Jack? And this is weird. This thought just clicked into my head, and I can't decide if I believe this or not. I think it may actually be a fairly healthy response from the government of a free people. They are saying, in effect, look, this is a dumb policy, trotted out dumbly. We didn't make it easy. Nobody's really serious about all this. We kind of went through with it because we said we were going to. If you don't have it, come over here. We'll ask you a couple of questions, and then you can get on your plane. It's a confession of sorts.
You know what it'll be? And then it'll be people like me. It's such a pain in the ass to go to that longer line. I guess I'll finally get an energy bill with my middle name on it so I can get this dang thing and not have to go in that line.
Plus, at the airport I run, which I'm going to name Joe Hare International, you're going to get tired of getting those licks from the nightstick, too.
Well,
so you'll go down to the DMV with your electric bill, with your middle name on there, and you will comply.
You know, what's interesting is the body cavity searches get easier over time.
All right. Maybe we should take a break.
You get used to it.
Oh, boy.
We got any thoughts on this? Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
Thinking about buying a new car? You might want to pump the brakes. With prices climbing across the board, that new car smell is coming with a bigger price tag than ever. It's no wonder more people are choosing to keep the cars they already own, and Maaco is here to help make those cars feel brand new again. Whether your vehicle's rocking a faded finish, carrying around a few dents from daily life, or your bumper's seen better days, we've got you covered. Maaco specializes in high-quality, affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs that bring your car back to life. Without the sticker shock, you'll be surprised how far a fresh coat of paint and a little bodywork can go. It's fast, affordable, and makes your car look great without blowing your budget. Don't wait. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Appointments fill up fast, and your car deserves a fresh start. Because now, more than ever, it just makes sense to invest in what you already have. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Redding. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
A shadowy network called 764,
whose goal is to spark violence and chaos around the world, in part by luring in unsuspecting teenagers. 764 targets kids on social media and gaming platforms, extorting them into sending violent and sexual content.
The FBI is warning parents to pay attention to who their kids are talking to on social media and gaming platforms. The FBI is investigating more than 250 suspects tied to 764, with every field office involved.
Well, that's just dandy. I am a parent of teenagers who'd never even heard of that in my life until 2 seconds ago. So that's just great. Let's just put that on the long list of things you can be concerned about if your kid's got a phone.
Not so fast. There's more to be concerned about if your kid has a phone. I was just reading that the hacker ring that you may remember put Vegas out of commission. What was that? 6 months ago? A year ago? I don't know. Time flies when you're old. But they brought down all those casinos for a time. That is a very loosely assembled group of bored, malcontent, mischievous youngsters who call themselves the Con or something like that. And this specific subgroup of the subgroup calls themselves Scattered Spider, I guess. And they hack into various corporations and companies and government institutions and stuff like that for fun and mischief. And sometimes they steal, but sometimes they just screw with it.
That whole keep track of who your kids talk to on social media and everything like that sounded a lot easier before my kids got old enough to be involved in that world. And yeah, as far as I can tell, I'm more strict than a lot of my son's friends' parents are. And there's just so many opportunities for them to be involved with bad people. I mean, unless I'm going to be over his shoulder all the time.
Right. Yeah. I was a very big fan as a parent, partly for that reason. And I completely support the idea of trying to eliminate opportunities, to do bad things, 100%. But I realized at one point what you're talking about. And so I just really emphasize the underlying principles behind doing some things and not doing some things and how extremely important they were to me as their dad and their mom, certainly. How important and fundamental they are to being a good person and a bad person. And then when they're loose on the town and they're presented with temptation, you hope and pray they make the right choice, and or if they make the wrong choice, it's not a disaster.
Right, which has a lot to do with their friend group and everything else, which has always been true. But man, the opportunity to get in trouble is exponentially greater now than it was 20 years ago. I mean, it's just a completely different world. You couldn't order heroin and a machine gun from any tiny town in America when I was in high school. Or come across an international pedophile sex ring. It just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was going to bring up a kind of vague philosophical theme about the modern world. Don't really have time to get into it now, but has to do, and I can't get into specifics in my little world, really. You'll have to forgive me for that, for now. But a friend of mine characterized kind of a mood as the slime from the Ghostbusters movies. The original Ghostbuster. The early 80s classic. Early 80s? Like 83? When was that out?
Something like
that. Anyway, you may recall that when all the ghosts were running wild in New York City, one of the things they did was, like, spread this green slime around.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
The effect it had was not just, green slime is effect enough, yuck. But it caused New Yorkers to be angry and disagreeable and turn on each other. And we were discussing a very local context and also the angst and unhappiness of youth, and the fact that incumbents all over the developed world are getting tossed out of office.
Yeah.
And the parties that have been fairly stable and in power, they switch places now and again, but they're just getting tossed aside. There is a near global feeling of angst and unhappiness that I don't ever recall before.
True that.
What do we do with this information and do about it?
We get used to it? Do we settle into some, or it just keeps getting worse?
buy heroin and machine guns on the internet, like you were discussing earlier.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Campus Madness update next hour. If you don't get next hour, you got to go grab it via podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.